Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John's Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John's for sponsoring Report since 1996. And they continue today, and thanks again to Ron John's Surf Shop, Cocoa Beach, and all over the world for sponsoring us here at Guru. Now, we've had quite a windy weekend, and last night, well, actually in the morning, around 2 or 3 in the morning, everything was banging around out there. We were getting 25 to 30 mile an hour gusts out of the east. Now, the wind's calmed down just a little bit from last night, but it's still blowing in the 15 to 20 to 25, 20 plus, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for the next couple days. It looks like down south, a little bit of Palm Beach and South Florida, you guys are getting the same windstorm we got last night. It's kind of moving down the beach, but it looks like it's going to stay windy for at least 3 or 4 days in the 15 to 20 range. We're going to have a lot of big wind chop underneath. Looks like maybe possible inside shore pound might be your best bet, mid-break to shore pound. And you guys know a few spots where it might be good, but it's a straight and east wind, so the pier is going to probably be a little bit choppy too, and so the south sides of the inlets or whatever. So looks like groundswell coming from the storm out there. I don't even know the name of it. We went through so many of them. I just see it out there. It shouldn't affect us in any way, except we're going to get groundswell starting late Thursday, maybe possibly Wednesday up there in North Florida and Daytona area up there. You guys might see a little bit of a back around groundswell underneath this wind on late Wednesday in the afternoon, but mostly Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. Looks like we're going to have a long period swell, and we're talking like 16, 17 seconds. It's so far away, so you might have to wait, but we're going to have a lot of wind chop on it. But it looks like good news for Friday and Saturday. The winds are going to back off to something a little bit more manageable in the 10 to 15 range, maybe less, and we'll have to wait and see. And we're going to be back for Wipeout Wednesday to see what's going on and see if Swami can come up with some better winds for us. But right now, you're just going to have to take what you can get. You got big wind chop out there. Got a little bit of a swell mixing with it and more groundswell coming later this week. So we'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday. You guys take it easy. Be careful out there. Surf with a buddy. It's pretty dangerous out there. Might be some stuff floating in the water too. A lot of stuff going on. So be careful. All right, you guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.